Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Apollo Remastered. The Ultimate Photographic Record by Andy Saunders is a visually driven revisiting of NASA's Apollo era, built around newly processed scans of original spaceflight film. Rather than retelling the missions only through familiar press images, the book highlights how much more detail lives inside the archival negatives and transparencies once modern digitization and careful restoration are applied. The result is a curated photographic narrative that follows astronauts, spacecraft, mission control, and the lunar surface with a clarity that feels contemporary while staying grounded in historical sources. Saunders, known for image research and space history visualization work, frames these photographs as evidence as much as art, inviting readers to look closely at equipment, expressions, procedures, and landscapes. The book appeals to anyone who has seen iconic Apollo pictures and wondered what was outside the cropped frame, what the original film captured, or how the texture of the moon and the complexity of the hardware really looked. It is, above all, a record designed to be studied, not merely admired. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, modern restoration of original Apollo film. A central theme is how contemporary scanning and restoration can reveal information that older reproductions could not. Apollo photography was created on high-quality film stocks, and much of that material was historically published through generations of copying, printing, and compression that softened fine detail and shifted tones. The book emphasizes careful, source-faithful digitization, working from original film elements where possible and presenting them with improved sharpness, color balance, and dynamic range. This is not about adding imagined content, but about extracting what the camera actually captured and presenting it with fewer losses. For readers, the practical impact is immediate. Instrument labels become readable, surfaces show grain and texture, star fields and shadows behave more believably, and astronaut portraits regain subtle facial features. The restored images also help clarify how Apollo cameras behaved in harsh lighting and vacuum conditions, highlighting exposure choices, lens characteristics, and the limitations astronauts faced while shooting in bulky suits. By foregrounding process, the book encourages a more informed kind of looking, where the reader can appreciate both the technical achievement of Apollo and the photographic craft that documented it. Secondly, the missions as a visual timeline. The book's photography supports a mission-oriented storyline, allowing the Apollo program to be understood as a sequence of escalating capabilities rather than a single famous landing. Images of training, preparation, launch, orbital operations, and recovery create a visual timeline that connects people and hardware across multiple flights. Readers see how procedures mature from early missions to later, more ambitious lunar surface expeditions, and how spacecraft configurations, suits, and onboard equipment evolve in response to lessons learned. This approach also highlights the operational choreography behind the triumphs, crew checklists, cabin activity, docking sequences, and the disciplined routines that made exploration repeatable. The visual chronology underscores that Apollo was not only a dramatic moment on the moon, but a sustained program with recurring patterns of risk management, logistics, and teamwork. The photographs function like artifacts of decision-making, showing what was prioritized, how tasks were staged, and how environmental constraints shaped every action. By moving through Apollo as an unfolding story, the book helps readers map iconic scenes to their broader contexts and understand why later missions look and feel different from earlier ones. Thirdly, astronauts and the human scale of exploration, beyond vehicles and landscapes, the images focus strongly on the people who carried Apollo forward. Photographs of astronauts inside spacecraft and on the lunar surface capture fatigue, focus, and improvisation in a way text summaries often flatten. Small details matter: how hands interact with controls, how body posture changes in microgravity, how visors reflect the environment, and how communication equipment integrates into the suit. This human emphasis reinforces that the Apollo story is not only about machines working as designed, but about highly trained individuals performing under extreme pressure and constrained time. The book also invites reflection on teamwork that extends beyond the crew, with visual cues pointing to mission control coordination, engineering design, and procedural discipline. For the reader, this creates a bridge between monumental history and relatable experience, because expressions, gestures, and moments of calm or tension are universal. The photographs show exploration as lived reality, cramped interiors, functional workspaces, and the constant presence of checklists and tools. By restoring and presenting these scenes with clarity, the book strengthens empathy for the astronauts' workload and illuminates the everyday professionalism that enabled extraordinary outcomes. Fourthly, spacecraft, tools, and engineering revealed in detail. Another major topic is the engineering ecosystem that made lunar exploration possible, from spacecraft structures to portable equipment used on the surface. Enhanced imagery allows readers to study materials, fasteners, insulation, panels, antennas, and the layered complexity of the lunar module and its components. Details that are often lost in standard reproductions become clear enough to support close inspection, making the book valuable for readers interested in design, manufacturing, and systems thinking. The photographs also highlight how much of Apollo was about managing interfaces, human to machine, machine to environment, and component to component. Surface tools, cameras, sample containers, and mobility aids demonstrate that exploration depends on practical hardware choices as much as bold vision. The restored visuals can illuminate wear patterns, dust accumulation, and how equipment appears after exposure to the lunar environment, offering a grounded sense of how things actually looked during operations. This topic also invites an appreciation for constraints, weight limits, reliability demands, power budgets, and the need for simple, robust mechanisms. The book therefore works not only as a historical record, but as a case study in applied engineering documented through high-fidelity photography. Lastly, The Moon as a Landscape, not just a backdrop, the lunar surface photography, presented with modern clarity, treats the moon as a real place with terrain, distance, and geologic character rather than a distant symbol. Restored images can make subtle gradients and textures more legible, helping readers perceive slopes, boulder fields, crater rims, and the fine dust that shapes footprints and shadows. This strengthens understanding of the navigational and operational challenges crews faced, such as judging distances in harsh lighting and working in environments with limited visual cues. The book's approach encourages the reader to look beyond the famous poses and consider the environment as an active factor in mission planning, from landing site selection to sampling decisions. By showing the moon in varied conditions and compositions, the imagery also conveys a sense of scale, including how small human figures and hardware appear against open regolith plains. The landscape perspective supports an appreciation of exploration as scientific fieldwork, documenting context, recording sample locations, and observing features under time constraints. Ultimately, the moon emerges as a destination with its own visual personality, and the photographs become a means of travel for readers who want to understand what it was like to stand there. In conclusion, this book suits space enthusiasts who want more than a basic Apollo overview, photography lovers interested in archival restoration, and students of engineering and history who learn best through primary visual evidence. It also fits readers who have seen the iconic Apollo images many times, but have not had the chance to study them with modern clarity and careful curation. The benefit is practical as well as inspirational. By examining sharper, more faithfully presented photographs, readers gain a better mental model of how spacecraft were built, how astronauts actually worked, and what the lunar environment looked like during operations. That deeper visual understanding can enrich museum visits, documentaries, and technical reading because the images provide concrete reference points. Compared with many Apollo photo books that rely on familiar selections and older reproductions, this one is distinguished by its emphasis on newly processed source film and the disciplined presentation of detail. The value is not only in beauty, but in informational density, making it a book you return to for discovery. If you want a purchase that functions as both a striking display piece and a serious visual record, it is a strong choice. If you would like to support Andy Saunders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.